الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تداينتم بدين إلى أجل مسمى فاكتبوه وليكتب بينكم كاتب بالعدل إلى آخر الآية. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lessons we spoke about where Sharia prohibits usury, interest, and we have finished that particular discussion. In today's verse that we have recited now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now begins a new topic where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us advice. This is Sharia's ruling regarding loans and the taking of debts, taking of loans. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, oh, you have brought iman. Idha tadayantum bidaynin ila ajalin musamman faktubuh. That when you transact, when you do a dealing involving a debt that is payable later for a specified time, faktubuh, then immediately you should put it down on paper, you should record it, you should write it. So if the person is not paying you now, he's going to pay you after some time, then you should write this down in order to save yourselves from any dispute between both parties. Allah says, وَلْيَكْتُبْ بَيْنَكُمْ كَاتِبٌ بِالْعَدْلِ, that a scribe should write between both parties. You should get a scribe now that would now write with justice. وَلَا يَأْبَ كَاتِبٌ أَن يَكْتُبَ كَمَا عَلَّمَهُ اللَّهُ فَلْيَكْتُبْ. Allah says, this scribe should not hold back. This scribe should not refrain from writing, just like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him. So Allah taught him how to write. So فَلْيَكْتُبْ, so he should write. وَلْيُمْلِ لِلَّذِي عَلَيْهِ الْحَقُّ وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُ وَلَا يَبْخَسْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. Allah says that the one who incurred this debt upon him, in other words, the debtor, he should dictate. And he should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he's doing that. He should not hold back, he should not diminish anything from what he's owing. So if he's owing you, for example, 1,000 rand, he should say, I'm owing you 1,000 rand. He should dictate. فَإِنْ كَانَ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِ الْحَقُّ سَفِيهًا. But the one who's incurred this debt upon him, let's suppose, so this debtor, let's suppose he's safih. Safih in Arabic means he's suffering from some mental deficiency. Or he is weak, أو ضعيفًا, أو لا يستطيع أن يمل, or whatever the reason be, but he cannot dictate himself. فَلْيُمْلِلْ وَلِيُّهُ بِالْعَدْلِ. Then to Sharia says that his guardian should then dictate on his behalf. And how should he do it? With justice. وَاسْتَشْهِدُوا شَهِيدَيْنِ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ. So now you got the katib on one hand, the scribe. And then Allah says, on the other hand, you should still get two witnesses, two male witnesses to witness this. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُونَ رَجُلَيْنِ فَرَجُلُ وَامْرَأَتَانِ مِمَّنْ تَرْضَوْنَ مِنَ الشُّهَدَاءِ أَنْ تَضِلَّ إِحْدَاهُمَا فَتُذَكِّرَ إِحْدَاهُمَا الْأُخْرَى. So you should get over and above this two witnesses, two male witnesses. But if you cannot get two male witnesses, then Allah says, get one male witness and two female witnesses from whichever of the people you are happy to witness this. Let Allah says, أَنْ تَضِلَّ إِحْدَاهُمَا. Let's suppose one may forget, then the other will remind the other. وَلَا يَأْبَ الشُّهَدَاءُ إِذَا مَا دُعُوا. Allah says, these witnesses also, they should not refrain now when they are called to give witness. The witnesses should immediately also come and they should also help and witness this, so that in the event of any dispute, they are there to give witness. وَلَا تَسْأَمُوا أَن تَكْتُبُوهُ صَغِيرًا أَوْ كَبِيرًا إِلَىٰ أَجَلِهِ. Allah says, do not feel too weary, do not feel tired to write this. Let's suppose it be even something small. So let it be a small debt or be it a big debt, if this debt is going to be payable to you after some time, Allah says, you should immediately record this, you should write this. Why should you write it? ذَلِكُمْ أَقْسَطُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَأَقْوَمُ لِلشَّهَادَةِ. At the time of shahada, this is most just by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is most strong as proof, as record, that this deed was, that this debt was taken, or it is payable after some time. وَأَدْنَا أَلَّا تَرْتَابُ. And it is also likely that you won't have any doubts after that regarding what is payable, what loans were taken. إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ تِجَارَةً حَاضِرَةً تُدِيرُونَهَا بَيْنَكُمْ فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَلَّا تَكْتُبُوهَا. Allah says in cases of where a person is taking a loan, or there's some debt that is involved, then you should write. Unless there be some commercial trade that is taking place right now in front of you, then there is no need. Somebody's coming to buy. Now he bought something, you sold him some item. Now there is no need for you to write and record every single deed, every single transaction. But Allah says, وَأَشْهِدُوا إِذَا تَبَايَعْتُمْ. But it is still mustaham, it is still something that is advisable, that in every dealing of yours, you get some witness to witness the dealing. So you don't have to write it down, but you get a witness to at least witness the dealing. So in the event of any dispute, etc., there is somebody there who has witnessed the dealing, and there will not be any doubts or confusion later. وَلَا يُضَارَّ كَاتِبُ وَلَا شَهِيدٌ. Then Allah says, this scribe and this witness, both groups, they should not be harmed in the least, but they should not be harmed by the creditor or the debtor, or why you are writing, why you are recording this debt or this loan that I have taken, you shouldn't do so. They shouldn't be harmed in any way, because they are only doing what is right and what is sound for that particular dealing. Allah says, وَإِن تَفْعَلُوا فَإِنَّهُ فُسُوقٌ بِكُمْ. And if you have to ever harm them, then remember, consider that as rebellion from your side. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, and fear Allah at all times. وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ, Allah shows you, Allah teaches you. So this is basically Sharia's teaching with regards to how you take loans and with regards to debts. Allahu bi kulli shayin alim. And Allah repeatedly mentions this verse throughout the Quran, that Allah is well aware, He is most knowledgeable, He knows everything. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything, it means Allah will take you to task for your dealings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.